الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you. Quran is Q-U-R-A-N, and it's the final revelations sent to mankind from Allah. You can either get a book from the local masjid, the places of worship for the Muslim, M-A-S-J-I-D, or you can even go online to Quran.com. And follow along with me as I read the rough interpretation of the Arabic. Quran was revealed in Arabic, and you just follow along with me. You can follow with me because the translation may be the same, or in your whatever language that you speak, the Quran may be in that language. But the text that you had to have for this class is the Quran in some form or fashion. So let me move on. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is, we must be just. Show justice towards others. And it doesn't matter if the person a Muslim or non-Muslim, we have to be just with that individual. Even, for example, if a Muslim comes to me and a non-Muslim come to me, both seeking justice for whatever the case is, they have this particular claim. If I were to judge over it, I will listen to what they both had to say, or in other words, look at the evidence and judge accordingly. I don't give the person in favor of the person who was a Muslim over the non-Muslim, or the non-Muslim over the Muslim, or the white person over the black person, or the black person over the white person. All that does not matter to me at all about the color of your skin or anything like that. It's just about being just and being fair. Listen to the evidence and judge according to your understanding, to the best of your ability regarding the evidence. Justice, one of the definitions of justice in its broadest sense, is justice is the idea that individuals should be treated fairly. And so that's very important in Islam, that the individual, and they say white person, black person, or a person who is Muslim, non-Muslim, it just says that the individual should be treated fairly. They may not sometimes feel like they were treated fairly because maybe they lost, because of what you judge or what I judge against them. But the thing is, I'm not there as to please anyone in particular. I'm just there to present what I thought to be fair, and then preside over it, to listen to it, and then judge accordingly and let them know this is my finding pertaining to that. Or if, for example, even I act in a situation where I am the mediator, and I mediate between two people. I listen to his side or her side or their side, one side or the other, and then at that point, then I say, this is what I think is fair. Or if I'm arbitrating, and meaning I have the final say in the situation, then I listen to both sides. that person's side and the other person's side, and then arbitrate and what is fair, given the evidence that was presented to me. And that's what Muslims that we have to do. We have to judge fairly. Person sitting up there being the judge over people who are complainants, or if they are the complainants, then they ask the person to judge, and then they should accept what the person has decided is the outcome of the particular situation that you and other have presented to them. So let's look at some things with the Prophet Muhammad. First of all, what Allah says regarding when you're talking about something referring to justice. And Allah says, and you all can turn to it, chapter 4, ayat or verse 135. Again, chapter 4, and then the verse in the Quran is 135. And so it says here, O believers, stand firm for justice and witnesses for Allah, even if it's against your own self, your parents, your close relatives, be they they're rich or they're poor. Allah is best to ensure their interests. And do not let your desires cause you to deviate from justice. This is all of us. If you distort the testimony or refuse to give it, then know that Allah is certainly all aware of what you do. So we have to ask to bear witness, then we bear witness in a just manner, even against ourselves or our parents or our close relatives. Doesn't matter if the person is rich or poor, it does not matter. We see in the world today, and maybe even worse tomorrow, that people, what do they do? Is that what people do is that they treat some people in a just manner and then some people not in a just manner. And a lot of times a person has a particular income or a particular race, something like that. They may treat them one way, although this person may be wrong. And then they treat the other person that maybe be poor or maybe from a particular tribe or another tribe and treat them wrong, but although a judge against them, although they were in the right. So we see that taking place a lot. And that's not the Islamic way when you're judging between people, because you have to be fair regardless of who the person is or who the people are. Let me go to the next one, my beautiful students. It was related by Abu Huraira, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he says, on every joint of man, there is a charity on every day when the sun rises. Doing justice between two men is charity. And assisting, and I read this to you all before, I mentioned it all before, and assisting a man to ride an animal or load his luggage is a charity. And a good word is a charity. Every step which one takes towards the mosque to go make prayer or something like that is a form of charity. Removing something from the road or path where people are walking and so ensuring they're not going to get harmed by that thing is a form of charity. But the first thing that is mentioned here is doing justice between two men, two women, two people, to being a just individual is a form of charity. So if you haven't done this before and you're a Muslim and people come to you, and you don't look at them and say, you look at them and say, oh, and okay, you won already because you know the person, the relative of yours, you listen to the evidence, and then you judge accordingly. Or perhaps you need to recluse yourself and say, no, I don't want to do that. You may even feel like you may not be honest and truthful and judge accordingly. So you need more than likely, my advice will be back off of it and don't be involved in it at all. That is my advice to you. Instead of you judging not in a fair manner, and then you will have to go before Allah and explain to Allah why you did what you did. That you knew that person won. Person number one, they won, but you gave it to person number two. And you judge against person number one. So my beautiful students, I want you all to please keep this in mind. I want to also mention to you another thing, and that is the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he said, who has been a ruler over 10 people will be brought on the day of resurrection, shackled till justice loosens his chains, and tyranny brings him to destruction. So I just want to mention to this to you all, and also it goes further to say, if anyone seeks the office of Qadi, meaning a judge among Muslims, till he gets it, and justice prevails over tyranny, and he will go to paradise. And if the man whose tyranny prevails over his justice, this individual will go to hellfire. And so this is a very quick, right to the point, is that if a person shows tyranny and shows wrong, then he will end up going to the hellfire. But the person does not show tyranny, and a person do what is right, then the person maybe end up into the paradise. It's also mentioned that if a judge, you make a mistake. For example, I'm a judge over something, and I judge to the best of my knowledge, according to my knowledge, what I know, what I understand, what's going on, all right? And I think it's fair. Okay, and I judge, I get a blessing for that. And if I judge unfairly, not intentionally, just unfairly, I judge, and then Allah also gives me blessing for that, for at least trying. Now, if one thing for me to say, I'm going to judge for this in favor of this individual, that's one thing I intentionally is not just. I don't show justice. But I made a mistake, and I'm a human being. I made a mistake in my judgment, what I did, what I decided to do, and then Allah will still bless me for that, for at least trying. And forgive me for my, and pray for your Allah, forgive me for my shortcomings, because I made this very, very extremely bad mistake. And so I just want to say to my beautiful students, is that please, if someone, people come to you and ask you to judge according to your understanding. You have your qadi, you're a judge, then you look at Islam, you look at the Quran, you look at the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then you come to some conclusion, maybe even ask other leaders, other scholars, what do they think about this particular situation, and they may know some evidence for or against what the situation is, and be able to help you out and guide you. Even to give you some evidence for or against a particular situation that's come before you. Or you all may come together and make a decision about the situation. But whatever you can do, do it fairly, do it right, do it in a just manner, in a right manner. That we should have more justice in the world instead of injustice in the world. Some people receive justice because of the color of their skin, because they're rich, and I'm not getting on rich people because they have the money they have, all right, they have it. That don't mean because a person is rich that you're going to treat them unfairly. They're rich, they must not be telling the truth. No, that's not, that may not be the situation. Or they have some political power or come a particular family, something like that, and that may not be the situation. It's just that they are right. And so you judge accordingly. And don't say the person is right because they are poor or because they come from a particular area in the village or in your town. Don't do that either. Let the evidence lead you and follow the evidence that's presented to you and then judge accordingly. even if it bear witness against yourself, as I first read in chapter 4, verse 135, that we are to bear witness even against our own selves. It doesn't matter the person, young, old, rich, or poor, we must be just. That's each and every one of us. And encourage people. This is from me. And encourage others to be just. If you know something is wrong, what they've done, then you tell them, no, that you were wrong, and tell them why you think that they were wrong in what they did and decision that they make. And maybe they need that input from you and from others. And I didn't realize that. Thank you. You saw something I didn't see. And it may even change their decision. But what you're advising them, not based on that's your friend or that's your buddy, you're advising them based on what you thought the outcome was, or the proof you have in Islam or some other legal document that says, no, you were wrong in your decision that you made pertaining to this person or this group of people. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.